Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, August 11th, 2015. And with me today, I have Bob Levitas. How are you doing, Bob?
I am doing fine.
That is awesome. And also, Kelly Gumont, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I am really good. And also, we have a sponsor this week, Casper. Woo! Yeah, the really awesome mattress company. I like those guys. Instead of waxing poetic about mattresses right now, I think I'd rather kind of dive into the alphabet mess or alphabet soup
or I guess
alphabet
it's soup.
Pile or something. Whatever you want to call it. So for those of you that might be just a little bit behind on the tech world news from yesterday afternoon, Google is now a wholly owned subsidiary of Alphabet, which sounds really kind of crazy considering how big Google is. But when you see how this all came together, then the reason that they're or the fact that they are a subsidiary of another company now kind of makes sense. So the Google founders, Larry and Sergey, they started a new company called Alphabet. And that is now the parent company for everything Google has been doing. So they've taken all of these other little companies that Google has and these other projects and ventures that Google is working on, and they split them out into all these different companies under the umbrella of Alphabet. And Google just happens to be the biggest of these companies that fall under the umbrella. And then underneath Google, or as part of Google, you still have YouTube and the other things that you associate directly with Google. Nest, that's outside of Google now, but it's an Alphabet company.
Well, it's part of Dropcam. Dropcam is part of Nest. That was the way I was trying to put that together.
Yes. Yeah, so Nest bought Dropcam.
Right.
And so that company group, which is just Nest now, is a separate company underneath Alphabet.
Right.
So we have this new company that's called Alphabet. And I'm curious, what do you guys think of this whole thing?
Do they make soup? it just seems like a weird, even though it's the umbrella parent company, it still seems like kind of a weird name for a tech company. But I read something in the blog that made it kind of make sense. I don't remember what it was, but...
You know. Oh, that's awesome. I was waiting to be enlightened.
No, I was thinking, I could find it. It's alphabet.something, but not...
ABC.xyz.
Yeah, ABC.xyz. Yeah. Now, go ahead, Kelly.
Well, the thing I saw about... When I looked at this and people broke down, here's what there is and here's where it goes and da-da-da-da. The only thing that I didn't... There were two... lack of mentions that to me were pretty notable in all of this.
So first I want to point out, you said the only thing, and then you went to the two, and I'm still waiting for you to add in a maniacal devotion to the Pope.
Well, I'd have gotten
Let
there.
Me go out and start over again.
I'll come in again.
Yes.
I'll come in again. So now you tell Bob there's trouble at the mill.
I know exactly where we're going. So, so we'll jump ahead.
Okay, so well, there were two notable mention. There were two notable things to me that stood out. First of all, in the blog post, because in the blog post on the Google blog, they don't talk about each individual company. They don't say here's all of the companies and here's who runs them, and then everyone answers to these other people. Like, they didn't put in any of that.
They didn't even put in Eric Schmidt's name.
That is the first notice that I thought was interesting, was that there is no Eric anywhere, which was something Brian pointed out in his piece about this over on our site.
My favorite?
Yeah.
That it says Mad Sex on the right.
you have to look
blocks.
At the blocks.
Yeah.
Mix together the letters on the tops and on the sides, and it spells Mad Sex.
The art director for that page gets my award for design of the year. He snuck that right in. It's awesome. It's awesome. And I found what the whole alphabet thing is about, because it means a collection of letters that represent language, one of humanity's most important innovations. It's the core of how we index with Google search. And they also like that it means alpha alpha-bet. See, alpha is investment return above benchmark. So they're betting on alpha.
Okay. Well, the other thing that I thought was notable in a lot of the analysis that I saw yesterday, and I'm the first to admit I did not spend a ton of time reading about it. I just sort of went looking to see what other people's perspectives were on this. And there were a lot of other people asking the same question about Eric, which is, where did he go?
He's not out. He's just not mentioned in the letter.
Right. And then the other thing I wondered about was what this is going to mean for Android. Because Android is sort of Google, but not.
Well, it's and still they under didn't the really Google talk company about name.
That. Yeah, but they didn't really talk about it. And it seems like if you were going to make that kind of shift, you know, people sort of think of everything else that Google did as under Google. You know, YouTube is under Google and Nest is under Google and all of these other things that they've been up to have been under Google. And so if they're not, like, breaking them out seems like it would make a lot of sense. And so that was the thing that I was wondering about. And the reason is because that one is another one, is one that is directly tied to mobile hardware. And it seemed to me that that would be something that they would want to address, because for a lot of people, that's going to be the first question is, if Google makes any sort of move, what does it mean for Android? And so I thought it was notable that that did not show up anywhere.
Well, the leaving Android inside Google, to me, makes sense based on the way they're breaking everything else out. So I've seen people saying, oh, this is going to create greater transparency in Google. And I think actually this will create the exact opposite. This is going to be a way that Google can even better obfuscate what it's doing when it chooses to. And and there's things that Google just doesn't want to talk about publicly.
Mm-hmm. And now they don't have to.
Now they don't have to. And things that they would prefer to discuss in a vague sense, when Google
in an Amazonian fashion, is that what we're trying to get to?
I was going to say Amazonian style. When they decide that they want to use Kindle units to describe product sales, then. If you have a way where you can keep this very vague, why not?
Right.
And by splitting up the companies the way they have, I believe that Google is now in a better position to be able to not talk about things when it talks about things.
Right.
And I'm not saying that they think that Android market share or revenues are bad, but I also think that it's a topic that, regardless of how well Android is doing, they would like to keep a lot of the information surrounding that close to their chest. And this is an easy way to do that.
So this reminds me of something that I just read, because I'm in the middle of reading The Martian, a wonderful book.
I love that book.
I know. And I've been like even more excited about the movie now that I've seen some of the trailers. But anyway, neither here nor there. The thing in the book that I noticed is... and I'm not going to give anything away for people who haven't read it. And I'm not to the end, so I can't even tell you how it turns out. But in the book, there's a moment where... it's about a man who goes on a mission from NASA. And at one point, the Chinese government's space program gets involved. And the reason it's interesting is because one of the guys says that everything is shrouded in secrecy. Whenever they have a launch, whenever they do anything, it all ends up being super quiet. And the reason that they do that is because if they're quiet on everything, then nobody knows when they're doing stuff that's actually secret or not actually secret. And if sometimes they said, oh, look, there's nothing happening, we're completely transparent with this mission, and then sometimes they didn't, everyone would know which ones were the secret ones.
Right.
So they make all of them secret. And so when I heard this stuff about Google talking about, oh, well, it's going to be more transparent, I'm like, no, no, you're the Chinese space program. That was my first thought.
That's a wonderful analogy. I love that. I mean, seriously. Also, I don't know where you are in the book, but I have an idea based on the analogy that you just used.
Uh-huh.
For the things that are coming up, all I'm going to say is, holy crap, Kelly.
Oh, you're going to get a text, even if it's the middle of the night and you're on that glorious Casper mattress of yours. I'm still going to text you and go, holy crap, that just happened.
I'm so looking forward to that. I have a bit of advice for people about that book. Now that you've started this rat hole.
Yes.
I read the book. I believe I read the Kindle version of the book.
Which is what I'm doing.
Which is just fine. It's great. However, when I saw the printed version in Boulder Bookstore, which, by the way, is my local, totally awesome independent bookstore.
Yes.
I was really upset because they have maps in the printed version. It's an oversized paperback, so like trade-size paperback. And it has the maps of Mars.
Well, now I'm going to go
for,
buy that.
For where, for where Mark Watney is traveling. And I saw that. I'm like, this would have been so much better because what I did was I pulled up the Mars Atlas map thing, which I can't remember what it's called, on my iPad so that I could verify locations and make sure that I was visualizing his route correctly.
Yes.
It would have been so great to have that printed So boo on Kindle for not including that.
That's a bummer. So the last thing I wanted to say about Google is that some of the analysis I did read actually to me made a bunch of sense, and that was that that Sergey and why am I not remembering his name? The other guy. Larry. You know,
what I was going to do was start giving you hints and just see how long it took, but okay. Whatever, so, you figured it out.
I remembered. Sergey and Larry like to start stuff and don't necessarily like to run stuff, and if they do it this way, then they can just keep starting stuff and then hand it off to somebody to run and then go start stuff.
Yep, and I think that's another big part of the whole Alphabet thing.
Yeah, I think that's why they rejiggered the way they did. That seems to be to me the thing that makes the most sense.
I think this will give them a lot more flexibility.
Yeah, then they can go back to making those diabetic contact lenses.
Yeah,
and not being evil.
We can live in hope.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor today.
I know.
And our sponsor, I'm actually really excited about them because they are helping me sleep. I guess
sleeping
you could say
with the sponsor, aren't you?
In a manner of speaking, you could say I am in bed with the sponsor because the sponsor is Casper, and I do sleep on one of their mattresses nearly every night. I say nearly every night because sometimes I do have to travel to conferences and trade shows, and then sleep on other mattresses that typically I'm like, not as good as my Casper. So I am spoiled because I have this amazing mattress, and I'm really a stickler for details, especially when it comes to something that relates to sleeping, because it's no secret I've had some serious issues over the years sleeping, like bad enough that I had to go to the doctor and I had to be on sleep meds for a while, and you know, like the ugly sort of thing where you just go days or weeks on end where sleep just doesn't happen. But then Casper, they came along, and I have this mattress that has done wonders for my sleep patterns. So I'm sleeping so much better than I was. And when you have insomnia this bad, it's an ongoing process. It's not something where you flip a switch and you're magically better. But I have seen a marked improvement in my sleep patterns since getting my Casper mattress. And I was talking about the details. When I got mine and pulled it out of the box, which, by the way, I do believe their boxes are Time Lord technology.
Because bigger on the inside.
Bigger on the inside. I laid out this mattress, and the first thing I did was I started going over all the seams, because I learned many years ago when I was having to deal with high-end camping and backpacking and backcountry equipment, seams are critical.
Yes.
And a bad seam makes the difference between a good trip and a bad trip and possibly life or death. Now, in this case, I doubt it's life and death, but I looked at all my seams and every one of them is stitched exactly the way I would expect it to be. There are no raw edges anywhere, meaning just exposed cut edges of fabric. So there's no place that I saw where it's going to just start fraying over time. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonderful, incredible experience to sleep on one of these mattresses. Now, what I wish is that every one of you could come over and climb in bed with me. But my place isn't that big, and neither is my queen-size bed. So Instead, what you can do is get your own Casper mattress, and it will be like we're getting to sleep in the same bed. And then we can talk about it later, and people will be kind of freaked out, and that's okay, because it'll be our own little thing. So what you do is you go to their website, casper.com/TDO, and that slash TDO part's really important, because that's what's going to get you a $50 discount off your mattress, which is really awesome, because the mattresses are already so much less than competing products. So I have the queen size mattress, $850, shipped, no shipping charges. You can get it for $800 by using casper.com/TDO. And they have different size beds as well. So whatever size bed you need, they're going to be able to accommodate you. But $800 for an amazing queen size mattress, holy crap, totally awesome. You guys really need to check this out. And if you don't like your mattress, which I don't believe that's going to happen, they have a 100-day return policy. So you have time to really test the bed and figure out if it's the right thing for you. So that I mean, what more could you ask for? A bed shipped to your house, no shipping charges, $800, and if you don't like it, they'll take it back, no questions asked.
You don't have to go buy a mattress.
That's right. It just comes right to you in Time Lord Technology boxes. So head to their website, casper.com/TDO, and get $50 off your mattress and start sleeping better like in days from now. Order it right away so you can be sleeping better by the weekend. That would be so awesome. All right. The other thing that I wanted to take a look at today is a piece you wrote up yesterday, Kelly, which ties into something we had talked about a while ago, but you really detailed what happened. And so the short version is you documented
that is my responsibility.
Yes. Thank you so much. So you documented what I did with my iPhone, with If This Then That and Wemo, to take a simple window air conditioner and turn it into a smart air conditioner that I control over the internet. And mm-hmm. the thing is, we did that with If This Then That's Do button application. Yeah.
So here's the thing, is that I held forth to you at length, basically, about how great it was to have some stuff that's automated in my house. And I like this, and it should be that, and look at all the things I can do when I'm not home. And then when we were doing the show at one point, and I was telling you, like, I have this thing and I can do this and it's great. And you eventually broke down and bought a Wemo switch. Mm-hmm. And they call it a switch, but it's really the thing you plug into the outlet that you can plug power into. And then whatever you plug into that, you can control via Wemo switch. So, like I talked about how I have a water boiler that I have plugged into a Wemo switch, and it comes on every morning so that I can make coffee. It's all I already have hot water waiting for me when I want to go make coffee in the morning, or tea, whatever. It's great. So you were looking for a way to run this via Notification Center. You wanted to have a better way to do it than have to get your phone, unlock your phone, go to the Wemo app, and hit the power button. And I thought, and I told you there had to be a way. And a little while later, I got a text back that said, I found it. And the way to do it is with the If This Then That Do button, or IFT, as I like to call them. The IFT Do button will knock this out for you. And it's amazing. And the reason it's amazing is because, first of all, If This Then That is a wonderful service. If you haven't checked it out, you really should, number one. It's very easy to set up, and it's a binary system. And it is exactly what it says on the tin. So, for example, one of the ones that I use is tied to the Weather Channel. They have a variety of channels. And what the Weather Channel does is once the weather hits 73 degrees, I get a text. You know, if the weather is 73 or higher, then I get a text message that says, go close the windows, because I don't have air conditioning. So this is my climate control I get this text, and then I get a follow-up text when the weather drops below 70 degrees that says, go open the windows. So it's a very simple setup. You can hook it to your Hue lights if you are a Hue light person. If you've listened to me talk about how awesome those are, you can hook it to your Hue lights and have your Hue lights. If you have the color ones, you can have it change color when your favorite sports team starts playing. You can have it change color when it's going to rain. You can. There's all kinds of things that you can do. And you can monitor services as well. Like if you have an automatic that you plug into your car, you can have it every time you have a trip, it can record that data to a Google spreadsheet. And then you've always got mileage plan, you know, mileage logs for whatever you're doing. There's all kinds of awesome stuff that IF can do. And then they figured out like a really awesome thing to have is this one button that does one thing.
So it's a not toggle even switch.
Yeah. It's not even if this, then that. It's just this or that.
Hence do.
And it's just do. So whatever it is, you hit it and it does the other thing and then you're done. And the way you hit, and so what you can do with a do button is create a toggle switch for your Wemo. And then, and here's the magic, you can add that button to Notification Center. And then bam. So hopefully if you sit down and spend a little bit of time with do and an awareness of the kind of stuff that you have in your life that could be automated with something like do, this could inspire you the way it inspired our own Bob Levitis.
That's correct. I read your piece.
Making some stuff.
I read your piece and went right to my do button and built a bunch of new ones. In fact, I built two that set my Nest to my favorite temperatures so that if I'm out and about, I can say, I want it to be 71 when I walk in the door. I press the button, and back home, boom, my thermostat goes down to 71. And I went and stood there and watched it, and it's so cool because it animates. You press the button, and a couple seconds later, the needle starts ticking down. Very
wow.
Cool. Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's one of the few that you can actually go, like, stand there and experience the magic. And I also have my Hue lights on and off, and I have my favorite one that's on the notification stream. It's one that calls me with a robocall so mm-hmm. I can get out of meetings I don't want to be in.
Oh, ho.
So I just tap that button clever. Discreetly. About 30 seconds later, my phone rings, and a voice reads into my ear, I'm only talking to you so that you can get out of whatever it is that you're doing. It's a recording. It's like, this is if this, then that. We're just wasting time so you look like you're actually taking a call. But it's very useful. Very useful. And really, I only set up like 3 or 4 today. And as I was doing it, I was looking at some of the channels and going, oh, I could be all over that. I can't wait to make mm-hmm. some of those.
All right.
The problem is screen real estate, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're super handy. And also with if this, then that, you can make things that are hands off. Like I said, I have one that just sends me a text message, and there are other ones that you can set up. So you yourself don't actually have to do anything. It's very, what's the infomercial phrase? Set it and forget it.
Yes.
You can just set things up and then have stuff work automatically behind the scenes and smooth the rough edges off of whatever you're doing. But the ones that actually require action, there's this do button that you can use for that. And it's free. It's super easy. You just have to create an account. And I really enjoy being able to use them.
Okay. I really do too.
Here's the deal. Because Kelly opened this Pandora's box for me. I actually have a couple of Hue lights set up with geofencing. So when I come home, the lights turn on at night. If I leave at night, they turn off automatically. And it's all very awesome. Now I have my Wemo switch set up so that I'm controlling my window air conditioner either from my iPhone directly or from through if this then that recipes that turn it on and off automatically. And now I'm curious what you, our listeners, are doing to automate your homes or apartments or lives in different ways. Through if this then that, so let me know because I'm really curious and figuring out new ways that I can just take these simple tools and make my life easier or just cooler. I want to know. So let me know. You can leave me messages on Twitter, TMO Daily. You can leave messages in the show notes. That works too. Or you can shoot an email to observations@macobserver.com. And I am ready to be dazzled and wowed. So let me know what you guys are doing. I'm really looking forward to hearing all of that.
And okay. I can't wait to see, because I always love the stuff that other people come up with, because something that is super obvious to you may be amazing, but just something I never would have thought of. And so I can't wait to see what these recipes are.
Yep. I'm very excited. Okay. We're out of time.
Yep.
Again?
Yet again.
I know. Well, your phone rang, Bob.
Every time I'm on this show.
Yeah, really, Bob, it's when your phone rang and I got this message that said, "I'm just calling so that you can get out of this show." Yeah, it was really weird. Oh, by the way, don't leave your phone on speaker mode when you do that.
Perfect. No. Hold it up to your ear very tight.
That's right. So, Bob, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It's always fun. And Kelly, it's always fun to have you on the show. So thank you for being here.
The pleasure is mine.
And Casper, thank you so much for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, casper.com/TDO. Get yourself $50 off an amazing mattress delivered to your door. No shipping charges. And start sleeping much better, like I am doing. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow.